So please bring a dish to pass. That's at 10 o'clock. So it won't be regular small groups. It'll be 10 o'clock. We'll be joining each other and having a wonderful time of fellowship, and then we'll celebrate Easter. Okay, so I'm going to give you a verse here. Let the desert, I must have food on my mind. Let the desert and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Please join us in song now.
Hey, let's stand together and sing.
Find the strength in the shadow of praise to the skies.
Praise the Lord for his faithfulness, for his love. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19. I love this verse. Lisa chose it. I just love it because the Lord has laid on my heart a burden for those who are suffering, going through the challenges, just the hardships of life right now. In our world, we have refugees, we have those who are going through the crisis of being homeless. And when I look at this, I'm reminded that as a church and as the people of God, we have a tremendous privilege. And that privilege is that we are to have a heart for the immigrant. We are to have a heart for the refugee. We have the privilege of sharing the love of Jesus. Amen. We don't have to do this. We get to do this. Amen. Look at this very practical, beautiful application of how to do that. When you're harvesting in your field and you overlook a sheaf, that's grain. Do not go back and get it. Leave it for the alien, the fatherless, the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. Did you know that you and I are partnering with churches all over the world in 162 world areas to bring hope and help and healing? God has given us a tremendous privilege of sharing the good news. I love this hymn that we're about to sing. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. And not only do we partner with churches in the Church of the Nazarene, but we partner with other churches as well, other denominations, folks like Amber and Honey, their family, so that the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ continues to go out. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. What a privilege. We don't have to do this. Amen? We get to do this. Yep. Praise his name. The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you this morning that you have called us, that you have brought us into your presence, that you have given us a hope that passes understanding, a peace that passes understanding, a glorious salvation, that you brought us to be part of a church that is without spot or wrinkle, not because we're perfect, but because you are. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you that you've called us to a mission that is larger than we are. We love, Lord, the beautiful model of going out two by two as you've called. Just as you called them into the ark two by two, you called them out. You sent your disciples out and you gave them power. And Lord, we praise you today that as we think about going out into our community, that we know we don't go out alone. That we are, Lord, with you, that you are with us, that we are partners with each other in ministry, and that indeed, Lord, we have the privilege of partnering with you in what you are doing in this world. Take the little bit that we can give and multiply it, Lord. Take the little bit of energy and financial resources, Lord, and just increase it for the glory of your kingdom. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Bless our regular tithes and offerings as they are received now. Lord, may you receive the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. For ushers would come and receive our morning tithes and offerings at this time. It'd be marvelous.